going on? Little podcast. About 3 o'clock in the morning. Drinking this IV in the bottle shit. They say it helps you not be hungover the next day, but it is what it is. You gotta go to work any fucking way, so you know what are you gonna do? Right? I think it's funny, man. You got girls that, when you was a fat motherfucker, ain't pay you no attention. Then you lose weight, you look good and in shape, they ain't with their old man no more. And then they try to holler at you. And then, you know, you're kind of like standoffish and you don't know why they trying to holler like that. So you're kind of like careful with it, right? So they act like they want to get with you. And then they just stop. And you text them, you send a message, oh, hey boo, hey this, hey that. Like their picture, all that shit. Then when you try to holler at them, they act like you just friends and ain't nothing connected. And you're like, what the fuck? It don't make no sense. I don't get it. People are crazy. Work today. It's fucking Masters week. You know, you got the fucking Augusta National shit, Tiger Woods, all that shit. One time out of the year, every year in Georgia in April, it's fucking Masters week. So we gotta play nice and act like this is a pretty city and there's no crime and blah, blah, blah. Masters. All these motherfuckers come from other countries and other states and shit to come here to fucking watch a motherfucker play 18 holes of golf. Gas prices go up. Traffic goes up. Prices at the bar go up. You get 2 beers, that shit's fucking $10 for 2 fucking beers. It's fucking crazy. But you know, that's Augusta, Georgia. They gotta make their little bit of money. You know, shitty ass city. As soon as Masters come, it's a fucking clean ass city. They try to hide the homelessness. They try to hide the fucking crime. You know. Shit's fucking funny to me. What are you gonna do? I gotta work tomorrow. Don't fucking feel like it. I'm drinking this fucking BioLite IV in a bottle shit. It's supposed to goddamn do something for you. But I don't think it's gonna do shit. So I don't know what to tell you. I hate this because I'm doing this fucking podcast and I got nobody to interact with. So I'm standing here talking to myself at the wall. So this is what you get. I feel like I gotta take a piss. I just don't know what else to say, man. Like, it's just crazy. I wasn't even trying to get tuned up like I did tonight. But that's how it goes. You got people at work. my job. It's a important job. We protect the people, you know. But people disrespect us. That's what happens when you don't understand what's going on, you know. You disrespect shit that you don't get. So I don't know why, but that's what it is. I really don't give a fuck. Because people always say that shit, but they don't get it. You don't understand, I fuck their ass up. But, yep, yeah, I really don't know what else to say, so fuck this podcast. Bye.
Yo, yo, check it. It's your boy Nikki B in the house. Got a new little podcast coming out to y'all out there in the streets. Finally got some good equipment up in the studio, so now I can sound better when I get up on this microphone, you know? Sounds like a little feedback, though. You guys tell me. So what's going on, man? What's the word? How's everybody's week, man? You know, mine's been pretty good, pretty productive. Bought a bunch of shit for the house. Not necessarily stuff I needed, but, you know, did what I could do, you know, what I needed. And, you know, we'll just do it like that. I got this equipment, I'm gonna try to bring other people on, you know? Excuse me. I'm drinking a little pre New Year's Eve, proper 12 and ginger ale. Proper 12. It's actually pretty good stuff, man. I know everybody hates on that, man, because they don't like Conor McGregor, but that liquor he's got is pretty good. I highly recommend it. So, but yeah, man, New Year coming around the corner. You know, a lot of changes. A lot of people, you know, doing their little resolutions. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. So, my advice to you guys is stick to your guns. Do what you say you're gonna do. If you got a little list you wrote down, shit, I wrote down a little list myself of stuff I need. That I know I should be doing that I don't do now. I kind of like half-assed and stuff, you know. But, yeah. So, you got that New Year's resolution, you know, stick to it. Do what you gotta do. Because, the new year coming right around the corner. Everybody, let's get a little New Year's cheers for everybody coming through. Also, you know, for my hitters out there in the street, you know, you gotta pop off a couple gunshots while I'm out there in the streets when the clock strikes 12, you know what I mean? A little gunshot. Pop. Yeah, you know how we do. But yeah, it's all good, man. That's how we do things around here. But, yeah, in all reality, though, I'm just, you know, living life and, taking it one day at a time. Life's too short, and, you know, I've been realizing lately it ain't worth getting gray hair and getting stressed out over stuff you can't control, stupid stuff, you know, like people talking shit, stuff like that, job, stressing you out. Just step back, take a deep breath, and, you know, go not today, Saint, and carry on about your business. Because the more that you show people it doesn't bother you, the more they get mad. It's because they angry with their life, they self, or whatever's going on with them. You know, everybody tries to dump their trash on other people instead of dumping it where it needs to go in the trash can. So, people have got stuff going on, or they angry with their life, or not happy where they're at, and they go and take that out on other people, which I don't think is cool. Happens to me a lot, but I'm learning to deal with it. I heard a little saying the other day. This guy something bad happens, you know, like something doesn't go your way, or somebody cusses you out, or somebody pulls out in front of you in traffic, runs red light, you know, just stuff cuts in line, cuts in front of you in line, you know, just stuff that would piss you off or aggravate you. You got 5 minutes to complain and bitch as much as you want for 5 minutes. After that 5 minutes, dump it. Memory dump it. Let it go. Move on about your life. But my friend Keisha told me the other day, she said, you know, 5 minutes is a long time. And I said, yeah. So 5 minutes is a long time, but just imagine you bitch about something for 5 minutes. I guess I probably wouldn't want to hear that for that long either. So I say probably about a minute or two, a minute and a half. Get it out your system. Talk shit. Say fuck these motherfuckers, whatever you gotta say, and just, you know, move on. That's what I say. But I don't know, man. Get some feedback if it sounds good. I got the new equipment, so I'm trying it out. Just a little test run.
Excuse me. And no, I'm not choking on weed.
They ain't say nothing about drinking, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so like I was saying before I choked, I'll get some feedback on this. If you guys can hear me good, how it sounds. I mean, I can hear myself, but I don't know how it sounds. So we'll just do that. But yeah, back to New Year's thing, though. Do your New Year's thing. Stick to your guns. Everybody, I want to see everybody healthy and living well. Working out, you know, if you're trying to lose a few extra pounds. You know, just trying to do something different with your life, eat better, eat cleaner. You know, it's always good. You know, you got people that sometimes you need a little push. You know, somebody go, hey, did you go today? Did you go to the gym today? What'd you eat? Unfortunately, I mean, I have a few people in my life that, you know, say stuff to me, but what I learned is you don't hold yourself accountable and make yourself do what you're supposed to do. Now you're supposed to depend on somebody else to, you know, push you to it. Because if you can't get up and be disciplined and make yourself do things by yourself, you'll never do it with somebody else because you'll only do it when they ask to tell you. That's one thing I had to learn, like as far as going to the gym and stuff, working out. I like to go to the gym, work out, and try to stay healthy. You know? And I used to wait on people. People say, oh man, I want to go work out with you. I'll go with you tomorrow. What time you want to go? I say, okay, let's go before work. All right, let's do it before work. We'll go. You know, get up extra early because they want to have time to get ready. And I get up early to go work out with them. And then they go, oh, my bad. Something came up or they don't even let you know they're not coming. And you're wasting your time to go work out with them. So if you wait on other people to go work out, you'll never work out. So you have to go work out for yourself no matter whether other people are going or not. You go, and you do what you gotta do. And then if they wanna come, you can invite them some. Hey, I'll be at the gym at 9:00 in the morning. If you wanna show up, I'll be there. But you start sitting around waiting and stuff, then next thing you know, a week, a month went by, and then you done got out of your routine, and then you ain't even working out. You're back to square one, so it's all on you. You know? Do you? That's how I do things now because I got tired of waiting on people. So, I mean, I'm open to training people. You know, if you want to come work out, I'll work out with you. I'll show you some stuff, show you how to do things. But I'm not going to wait on nobody anymore. I'm not going to, you know, move my schedule around and then nobody shows up. So, yeah, that's my little step down off the soapbox for a second. Everybody's like, yeah, he finally stepped down. But, you know, they think it's funny. It's all good. But anyways, yeah. So December 31st, 30th, December 30th, tomorrow's New Year's Eve. I don't know. I don't know what y'all got going, man. Y'all going out, y'all partying at the house, y'all. You know, you're going to shoot some fireworks, you're going to drink a little wine, drink a little something, have play some music, go out dancing, go to, you know, nowadays, you know, the last year wasn't the same as this year because things are more open this year, you know, as far as because of COVID and stuff, so, but, I mean, it's probably going to be the same old, but, I don't know, we'll see. I might shake it up a little bit, do something different than I normally do. I normally go to the same spot every year and look at the same people, you know. So, who knows? Play it by ear, you know. But, yeah, man. I'm excited to start the new year off. You know, get things going. And, hope everybody had a good Christmas or... So you say holiday, so I don't want to spend the month, so apparently had a good holiday. So mine was okay. We did Christmas on Thursday, because that was the only day I was off, and I guess everybody wanted to get together on Thursday, so we did Christmas on Thursday. And, so Christmas Eve and Christmas, I had to work, unfortunately. That's the way the cards were laid for me every year, so just like New Year's and New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, I'll be at work, unfortunately. I'm still going to go out, believe that. Still got to have a life. You know? We did Christmas Thursday, and, you know, Friday and Saturday, I pretty much just sat at the house, watched movies, and had a little Christmas beverage, adult beverage, you know. A lot of people drink eggnog and coquito, I would say. Stuff's pretty good. But yeah, had a little drinky drink and watched a couple little movies. Watched that old National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which is, I think is the funniest one. And, went to work. That was it. I know I'm going to try to start the New Year's Eve off right. Try to get one more workout in before the New Year starts. And then try to keep on the journey, you know. Try to stay healthy, tighten up my diet a little bit better. I mean, I eat pretty decent now, but I'm going to get a little more stricter and tighten that up some. And, learn to say no more often to things and people. And stop trying to be. Try to please people, not worry about what they get mad about, you know, you don't know what they want. It is what it is. But anyways, enough of my rambling, as they would say. Just wanted to try this equipment out, see if it sounded right, and hope you guys have a good New Year's, and Happy New Year's, and, you know, peace and prosperity to the new year, and I hope everybody's goals are carried out, and, you know, have a good one.